Thank you for calling Apex Health. My name is Joseph. Good morning. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Ellen, and okay. I'm interested in finding out, I saw on TV about the Aloe Apex. I'm interested in what the cost is for the capsules and the liquid and the cream.
Okay, so you're wanting to know the price on those, ma'am? So, is this your first time purchasing
yes.
anything from us? Okay.
Yes.
So, for the Aloe Apex, it is $39.95. However, for first-time buyers, there is a 25% discount, which brings the cost down to $29.95. Now, there is a flat rate shipping of $5.95, which covers 1 to 2 bottles. Now, if you buy 3 or more bottles of any of our products, you would get free shipping on the order. Now, the Alive Again, that one is a tea.
I'm a little confused. Was that a capsule you just mentioned to me?
Yeah, but I was talking about the Aloe Apex. That was the first one you asked about.
That's
the capsule.
Aloe Apex, okay. Yeah.
The Alive Again is a tea. That one is going to come in, it comes in multiple different flavors. It's a full 30-day supply of the tea. It's 32 servings in the container.
Uh-huh.
You would take of that. Let me see. I can pull that up. So you would take about no more than like a 2 ounces in that. So it's just like a shot. The mm-hmm. equivalent of what would be a shot if you've ever had a...
yeah.
A serving.
Is that the liquid then? That's a liquid, right?
That's the tea, correct. Now, my apologies. It's not 2 ounces. It's 1 fluid ounce.
You say it's a tea. What do you mean a tea?
It's like a tea. It has... ginger, the aloe plant.
Oh, a tea.
Yeah,
that kind
yeah, like
of tea.
A tea. Like it's like a tea, but it's made with, again, the aloe plant instead of tea leaves. It has like a ginger different, the entire aloe plant itself, and then it has different flavors. So it has additional ingredients added for the flavor. Like if you're wanting to get the appleberry, it has that in it. It has juice in it as well.
Uh-huh. How much is that?
That one would be for a bottle. $45 would be the price, right?
With what? The price discount, you said?
That's the price on it. It's $45.
That's the price, yeah. Okay, $45. And then you have a cream, too, some kind of cream you can put on your skin?
We do have 2 different ones. I do want to let you know with that Live Again, depending on... when you place the order, we can't guarantee what flavor you'll get. It kind of just is what's available at the time of your order.
But you don't eat it or anything. It's just for your skin, right? So I don't care what kind of flavor it is.
The Live Again, it's a tea. It's like a tea. You drink it. 1 fluid ounce.
Oh, the tea you're talking about.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the Alive Again does have a flat rate shipping of $5.99, but if you get 3 or more of our bottles, again, you can mix and match that with our different products. It would be free shipping.
I'm not interested in the tea. What about the cream that you put on your skin?
So the cream, we have 2 different ones, ma'am. We have the Extreme Nature's Miracle Moisturizing Lotion, which is our newer product. The original one for that was the Nature's Miracle Cream Healing Ointment.
Yeah,
which
I'm
that one.
And the healing ointment. I mean, that's the one that heals like burns or scrapes, or plus helps with diabetic too.
Yeah, you can apply that to cuts, bruises, scrapes, burns. The only thing with burns, you don't want to apply it when the burns. Fully fresh. It's more of something you apply
after.
Yeah,
the flesh has to heal before you put anything like that on.
Exactly. You got to let it you know, if anyone tries to burn, still don't.
Right onto the open wound, you know.
Yeah, otherwise it will cause it to get, you know, worse. Exactly. You want to make sure you want to wait till after the burn's been cooled and then gone through the process of starting to heal, you know, all that
stuff. Well, I'm more interested in, like, my husband, quite a few years ago, he was a truck driver, and on the road, he got some kind of infection on his leg. Mm-hmm. They thought it was, when he first went in the hospital, they thought it was skin-eating flesh, and it was bad, and his skin was starting to come off and slough, that he caught. But
that one does help
with
cellular regeneration.
He's been healed, of course, but the infection almost went down to his bone. He didn't have the skin-eating infection. He had something called, I can't even think of it now, but some kind of infection, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a bad infection, but I can't think of the name of it. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, it almost went down to the bone, and I helped him, believe it or not, because I read a long time ago in a pamphlet I had about apple cider vinegar is an antiseptic that they used to, Civil War, they used to use that to help heal the men that got hurt, you know, and it's the only thing they had, you know. And when I went in the hospital, they were having difficulty getting him healed at all. They were afraid it was going to hit the bone, and it was that close. And I came in and gave him some of that, and the doctor came back to me later and says, "Did you give him anything?" I said, "Yeah." And he wanted to know what it was, and I told him. And that helped in get him to the point where he got better, and he didn't have to have his leg cut off. You know, it was going into gangrene, you know. So, yeah that was kind of scary. But he's had trouble with his skin. It's all terrible looking, you know. Plus, he has trouble with the leg, of course. After they said he would have trouble later on, you know. I mean, he can't, you know, it just difficulty like standing or this and that. You know what I mean? All kinds of things, aches and pains. You know what I mean? But I'd like to get it to help him and myself because I've been diagnosed pre-diabetic, and I'm afraid I've been working on my own problem with that, losing weight and watching my diet and all that. But, you know, it still scares you. You know, you want to keep these things on hand in case you need them, you know what I mean? So,
I understand, that helps with, like, if diabetics, they tend to have those rashes as part of
the
diabetic.
Yeah, and an open wound in your feet, and you got to watch your feet really good.
That's what you would apply it to that. It won't necessarily manage the diabetes, but it helps with the symptoms that start to provide
all,
for that one. Now, the Aloe Apex does help with
the healing ointment. Huh? Go ahead.
The Aloe Apex you were first asking about, that does help with the blood sugar levels and all of that for diabetics. So it helps to
control
that.
And that's the capsule you're talking about?
Yep, correct.
Yeah, I'd really be interested in that, the capsule. And then how much was the cream? You didn't say.
Yeah, so that the original price of the cream is $39.95, but with that first time coupon and all that, it brings it down to $29.95 bottle.
Yeah. Well, I can't buy both at once, but what I need right now is the Aloe Apex capsule because I got to, you know, look after my own self right now, you know. I was buying that juice at Walmart, the aloe juice, and that seems to help, you know. But right now the Walmart down here where I am in Inverness, they're remodeling the whole damn place, and they made a mess of it, to tell you the truth. They took all the cash registers except one or two out, and nobody's ever there at the cash register. They have these self-service things, and I have to use a cart to drive around and get my food because it's a big store and I can't do it with lupus and all, you know. So it's a mess. They got everything moved and nobody can find anything. And they redid the floor. They took all the tile off and put it's just cement, like with a glossy clear thing over the cement, you know. And it's ugly looking in there. It's like, and you can't find anything. It's like, I can't find the aloe. You know, I can't find the aloe anymore. They were big bottles for like $1 or something, you know, $1.99. But, you know, I do need something like this aloe stuff. And I know from the times I've watched on TV, that show, I forget the name of it, but they're always advertising about the Salo Apex. Yeah, I'd like to try that. If I could get an order for that today, that'd be great.
So you want the Aloe Apex, and do you
want
the
capsule?
The, do you want one?
Yeah.
How many bottles would you like of that?
Just one.
Okay.
So
and
I can
you
afford
still
right
want
now.
The ointment?
I'm retired and on a fixed income, very fixed income. My husband was disabled, and you know I have health problems, and I'm 73 years old. You know, but okay, if I could have one bottle of the capsules, Aloe Apex, that'd be great. First time buyer.
Okay, and do you want any of the Miracle Cream you were wanting
not
to?
Not today. I can't afford
okay.
it.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything before we go to checkout.
No, that's good. Just the one, the capsule. Those capsules, how many are in a bottle, did you say? Last maybe a month or something?
Yeah, it's a full 30-day supply. It's 60 capsules. So you would take two capsules a day, although I've had customers say one capsule works better for them. So you just don't want to exceed the two capsules in a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. You want my card number and all that?
Just a moment. I'm getting to check out.
Okay.
So it's going to be, before we go to check out, before the subtotal would be $39.95 after the discounts applied. And shipping's applied to the order, it brings it down to $35.90. And that's with shipping included. With shipping included, $35.90.
$35.90, okay.
Mm-hmm.
With the shipping.
Yes.
Okay.
Would you like to proceed
with the discount and the shipping, right?
That's with the discount applied to the product and the shipping, flat rate shipping fee. Correct.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm going to try that.
Okay. So I'm going to need the full name, please.
Ellen, E-L-L-E-N. Middle initial is C as in Carol. The last name is D'Alessandro, D-A-L-E-S-S as in Sam, A-N as in no, D-R-O.
Okay. Let me spell that name back to you.
Okay.
I got for the first name, E-L-L-E-N.
Right.
Middle initials, capital C. Last name is D-A-L-E-S, like in Sam. S, like in Sam. A-N, like in Nancy. D, like in dog. R-O. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, ma'am. And then I'm going to need now the street number and name, please.
All right.
This is where you want it shipped to, just to let you
right. know. Okay. I don't have a computer and I don't have an email address, so just so you know. Now, I don't have a smartphone or anything like that. My address would be 3134 East Ramsey, R-A-M-S-E-Y, Street.
Spell Ramsey one more time, please.
R-A-M-S-E-Y, Street. Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
So is street abbreviated or spelled out for the address?
It doesn't matter. So just put ST or whatever.
Okay.
All right.
And then east, is that abbreviated or spelled out for the address?
It's usually just E, you know.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Each place is different. I just try to make sure we have it correct.
Oh, it's not a big deal, you know.
Okay.
As long as you get the address right, you know, I mean. Okay, it's 3134 East Ramsey Street in Inverness, I-N, as in no, V, as in victory, E-R-N, as in no, E-S-S, as in Sam, and that's in Florida.
Okay, you're going a little too fast with that. I got I-N-V-E-R.
N, as in no. E, as in Ellen. S-S, as in Sam. Inverness.
Okay. I have for the city name, I-N-V-E-R-N-E-S.
Two S's.
Two S's yeah. at the end? Okay. My apologies. Yeah. Okay. So I have I-N-V-E-R-N-E-S-S.
That's right. And then it's
that was Florida.
Florida. F-L. And zip code 34453-9486.
-9486.
-9486.
Okay, let me repeat that back to you. Zip code is 344553.
No. 34453-9486.
Okay, I have that correct now. I have 34453-9486.
Right.
I apologize. Thank you for that. One moment, please. Okay. And is that a city for the, I'm sorry, not a city. Is that a, for the, address, is it a house or apartment? I'm sorry.
It's a house.
Okay. I just have to make sure I got that in too. Okay, let me repeat this all back to you before we move on to the rest of the information I have for the street address. 3134. E
right.
for East, and then capital R A M E, sorry, capital R A M S E Y.
Uh-huh.
And then street abbreviated ST. Uh-huh. And then that is going to be a house. City is I-N-V-E-N. Sorry. I-N-V-E-R-N-E-S-S.
That's right.
Okay. That's a mouthful. And then that's Florida. And then the zip is 34453-9486.
Right.
Okay. So we do need the phone number, the best reach out. What would that be, please?
352. That's the area code. 419-6227.
So I have 352-419-6227.
Right.
Okay. And then the email address, that is optional. You said you didn't have an email.
No,
you don't have to provide it. Okay. I still have to ask. I apologize. I just wanted to confirm that.
Yeah.
Okay. I have ready for the card information now when you're ready.
All right. 4351 4200 2947 8754. You want to repeat that?
Okay. The card information for the card number I have is 4351 4200 2947 8754.
Right.
Okay.
And expiration is 08/25.
Okay. And the CVC
and,
number, please.
Okay. The number on the back is 195.
So let me repeat that back to you now. I have 0825 and then 195.
Right.
Okay. So we're going to bill you $35.90 for that card. I'm going to go ahead and now process the order. Okay. Wait, it did not process it. Let me see what's going on. Oh, my apologies. I added two extra. Okay. Accidentally typed dot dot after the street. That's why I didn't recognize it. My apologies. So I have the suggested address 3134 E capitalized Ramsey Street House, and then it's Inverness, Florida 34453-9486. That's right. A suggestion. Is that correct for the address?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, how is this shipped and how long will it take?
I'm making sure it goes through first. Okay. Looks like it's thinking now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your order went through successfully now.
Mm-hmm.
That was billed to your card $35.90. So you should receive that within the next 3 to 5 business days. It's coming from Texas, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So it'll be about 3 to 5 business days.
Is it UPS or how's it coming?
I believe it depends on the product. And we use UPS, USPS, and FedEx. It just depends on what you order and
mm-hmm.
what's in the order. Because some of the things, like the cold item, has to come on a special truck, which I do not believe USPS has.
Mm.
So, again, it varies on the product and what's in your order.
Yeah, well, this don't have to be cold. It's just a
I believe it should be either USPS or UPS is what you should be seeing.
Okay, I just was just curious.
No, you're fine, ma'am. And that's going to be, I have an order number for you.
Oh, yeah. Let me write that down.
Of course. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
23269.
Mm-hmm.
That is your order number. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 23269.
Yes, ma'am. And if you ever call in to check on the order status, that is,
mm-hmm.
they'll ask for that order number. So make sure you keep that somewhere safe, okay?
Yeah, I will. All right. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, is there anything else I can do for you?
Not today. I think that's plenty. But thank you, okay? Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling Apex Health. You have a wonderful day. You stay safe.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.